Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. Today, we're finishing Philippians with Philippians 4, closing appeal for steadfastness and unity. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Final exhortations. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident in all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Thanks for their gifts. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, not one church shared with me the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desired your gifts. What I desired is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus, the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Final greetings. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this word. And, last week we had some harder passages, it seemed like, with, you know, what am I willing to give up? Do I want to be suffering with Christ? And then this closing here this week is just starts as such a joyful celebration, that we're rejoicing in the Lord always, that we want to be gentle, that we want the Lord to be near, and we don't want to be anxious. We just want to present our request to God, and we want God's peace to guard our hearts and our minds. Yes, yes, and amen. And then whatever is true and noble, like admirable, focus on those things. He does get into the little bit harder part there about, you know, I'm going to be joyful in all things. I've been in hungry. I've been well fed. I've been needy. I've been having everything I want. And in all things, be joyful. There's just so much here in this chapter 4. And it brings me to mind, like, all the aspects right now going on in my life. We are closing up the school year. I've talked before about, you know, being a teacher. We're closing up the school year. We are preparing for summer. During my summer break, I'm actually going away almost the whole summer. I'm so excited. I've taught school for, I believe it's now 28 years. And at the end of every summer, I think, you know, what did I do with my summer in a way? Like, I come back a little refreshed, but I do lots of home projects and I'm kind of tired a lot of the times. And my husband and I were talking and we wanted to do something different this summer. We wanted to just go somewhere different and spend time away with each other and rest. So I'm saying this because I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen in the next 8 weeks, 9 weeks with the podcast through the summer. I know I'm going to continue on with the Psalm Sundays, but I'm not really sure if I'm going to have episodes every week or if I'm going to do them every other week or once a month. I may feel totally refreshed and do them every week, but I do plan to spend time over the next 2 months reading and walking the dogs and writing and studying God's word. I have an idea of a study I want to be doing on the fruit of the Spirit. And so I'm just going to be studying that fruit in his word and seeing what revelations he can bring to me. But all of this goes back to, as I'm talking about all of this, it's because like what I want to do this summer is focus on rejoicing in the Lord. And moving on to the other part, there have been times, seasons of having all of our full needs met and seasons of not. And even in that, God was good. There have been times of trial and there have been times of triumph. And even in that, God has been good. And so I am putting my petitions before the Lord this summer to just have peace and rest. And he guard each of our hearts and our minds. And that's what I'm going to pray for us right now as we close out this last episode here in May. Dear Heavenly Father, I talk to so many people who are having a hard time right now and are desperate for rest and are desperate for peace. And so I'm claiming right here, Lord, in your word, you tell us to not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to you in the peace. Your peace will transcend all understanding and guard our hearts and our minds. So Lord, I'm just thanking you today. I'm thanking you today that when we are putting these petitions before you, that we are praying to you, we are laying them at your feet, Lord, that you're going to transform our mind. And you're going to give us peace. We can focus on so many things, Lord, but I want us to be focusing on you and what is pure and what is lovely and what is admirable. When you look for something, there's a quote about when you look for something, that is what you find. And those are the things we want to be looking for in our lives, Lord, because that's what we want to find. And as there's travel coming to many of people that are listening, but also to myself and my husband, Lord, that's what I want us to focus on as we go. As we go to new places and experience new things, Lord, I want us to be rejoicing in you. And I want our gentleness to be evident to everyone who comes in contact with us. So I just praise your name. Bless those that are listening. In your holy name, amen. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.